Our hero tonight, not surprisingly, is in fact our guest, Tom Greco. His full name is Thomas H. Greco. He's the proprietor of Reinventing Money. He's the author of several great books, and one is a real favorite of mine, New Money for Healthy Communities, which he wrote on community currencies in the 90s. And I found it went wild. It was one of those books I put in a bulk order for, which inspired my first contact with Tom. He called me, or I called him, I forget which one it was, and he said, "Who are you? You're ordering so many books." But he's gone on to write many other good ones, Money, Understanding and Creating Alternatives to Legal Tender, and then his most recent, The End of Money and the Future of Civilization. And the reason I'll go on and introduce Tom more when we get to that section, but the one of the reasons Tom is my hero is we've watched for decades while the centralized systems centralize. And that's an enormous headwind if you're someone like Tom trying to help educate people to the nature of the financial system and to try and research and promote and educate about alternatives and the importance of alternatives. And you see very few people who have the stamina and fortitude to never give up and to keep networking. I'm used to reaching out and getting to meet a lot of people. Tom Greco was one of the first people who ever called me and said, "Hey, I want to meet you. You know, I want to come by and meet you," and he did. So this is a person who's shown incredible courage and stamina in continuing to lead the conversation about how do we decentralize, how do we find ways of transacting and storing value and doing all the things that money does without getting sucked into the centralized systems. And so this is somebody who's really earned their stripes, and I'm very glad he could be with us tonight, because one of the reasons we have heroes on the Solari Report is I'm always hearing someone say, "Why is no one doing anything?" Well, lots of people are doing things, and Tom Greco is someone who's been doing things for decades. And so here's proof again that there are extraordinary people who are really trying to make a difference in decentralizing.